The Morning Crew Showbiz Goss with Peter Ford.
For Prestige Jayco, take a virtual tour of the range at prestigejayco.com.au.
Good morning, people. Mariah Carey's put her memoirs out. Not some nice things about James Packer. What's she done?
Well, no, actually, to be honest, she's actually said nothing in
Correct.
The book. That's the whole point. She
yes.
didn't mention him at all. It's like he didn't exist. But somebody has asked her this in the publicity rounds that she's doing, and she has said that the relationship with him didn't matter. So that's why she didn't write it in the book. But she also said, we never had a physical relationship, as in they never slept together. Mm. Now, why this is particularly interesting, not just because it's sort of a gossipy story, but because when they did split up, she demanded what was called an inconvenience fee for her time.
God.
And he paid it, and the belief is it was about $10 million. And she also got to keep the ring. Now, that was worth about $4 million. And she subsequently has sold that. She went down to Cashies, I guess, and got rid of it.
Oh.
And so, you know, you think, oh, God. So, but part of the... I have no doubt that James Packer is surrounded by very clever people. Yeah. And they would have said to him, yeah, OK, pay the inconvenience fee, let her keep the ring, but she's got to sign this NDA, non-disclosure agreement,
right,
to say that she never discusses the relationship again. That's why I reckon nothing's in the book, and that's why I think she could now be in trouble having said this to an interviewer, because it is sort of embarrassing for James Packer and humiliating.
Yeah, it sure is.
Do you reckon she'd have to pay any of it back out of that $10 million?
Well, that's the thing. Do you want to make it? Do you want to take it to court? Then you've got to spill it all out publicly, and
true.
It's one of those things you just walk away. But I think it says a lot more about her than him.
Yeah.
Now, in good news today, the first act for the AFL Grand Final has been confirmed.
Yes, well, the first act is the Queensland Symphony Orchestra.
And
now that's going to be, apart from anything else, that's a big lot of musicians to get on and off the Oval in a short space of time. So that's going to be interesting. But, of course, we don't know any other acts. Now, they must have locked the acts in by now.
Yeah.
With only a couple of weeks to go, they've got to have, if they're going to have dance scenes, if they're going to have lighting requirements, fireworks, they've got to have all that organised by now. So, but they haven't announced anybody else. Well, the only thing we do know is it's not Powderfinger, but we do know that the Queensland Symphony Orchestra will be there at the Gabba on, which seems weird saying this, on the night.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't discount them on the back of a semi-trailer, Pete. It is Queensland.
Do you reckon?
They might just drive them all in.
Anderson Batmobile.
Yeah, they'll drive them all in and then drive them all out. Now, finally today, something's been pushed back. This has had a couple of pushbacks now, hasn't it? The James Bond movie.
Yeah, the Bond movie's been pushed back again now to April of next year. Now, this was the first big movie. If we cast our minds back 6-7 months ago, this was the first big movie that the people said, no, we're not going to release it. And well, they basically couldn't release it because cinemas right across the world were closed. So they pushed it back to November, and now they're seeing, particularly with the movie Tenet, that it's not been making anything like the money it should be making, because particularly in America, there's a great belief that people are actually scared about going to the cinema. They don't want to sit in a crowded space, indoor space, with a whole bunch of strangers.
Okay.
And that's why Tenet is really not performing well at all. So they've decided to push the Bond back movie now again by several months. So it will in fact be, by the time it does open, if it opens, it'll be over 12 months after it was first meant to be released.